Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Grave, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from wonderful sunny Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I'm not in our studio yet to get everybody unmuted. Hopefully Rhonda got there before me.
I'm here.
Yeah. Awesome. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We have my dear friend and co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com, calling in from the Ozarks. Hello, Ms. Rhonda.
Well, hello, hello, and it is a scrumptious day in the Ozarks. I said this day is so beautiful I could eat it with a spoon.
That's awesome.
Oh, love my life. Yes, absolutely. And I am really excited about today's show. And we've already had our technical weirdness because a couple minutes before the show, he instant messaged me and goes, "Oh, it says there's no show for 24 hours. What's happening?" And I'm like, nothing, I don't know. And I said, well, I got in, and then he was able to get in. So we've already had our tech weirdness for the day.
Oh, goodness. You know, sometimes those sunspots will get us, you know.
I know. Well, anyway, I am just really excited about our show today, and this is going to be great. I've wanted to have Robert Plank on our show for quite a while, as I know that you have as well.
I have.
Yes, and he has, Robert Plank makes these wonderful, wonderful tools that make things easier, and we'll talk about several of the tools that he makes, and I'm particularly fond of WP Drip and Membership Cube, and we'll talk about what all that is in a little bit. But it's very cool to have our guest as Robert Plank today.
Hello, Robert.
What's up? Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, cool. It's like calling to a radio station. Perfect.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, I'm coming to you from sunny Turlock, California. It's sunny right now, but it's not going to stay that way.
Oh, okay. Going to get a little rain over there?
Yep, looks like it. So I'm going to enjoy the day while we can, right?
Absolutely. We don't even have one single cloud in the sky today. My husband and I keep jokingly saying it's like we were in paradise. The weather here could not be more perfect.
Lovely. Yeah, but I miss reading my sky mail when there's no clouds.
That would be true, Rhonda. Most days, yes. We don't have very many at this time of year. In the afternoon, we might get a few clouds for an hour or two, but that's about it.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Well, I mean, Robert, we're excited to have you, and I just want to tell our listeners a little bit about you and some of the things that you're involved with, and making a really amazing part-time income using the power of the internet. And a fabulous, you are just a great connector, and the way that you put together your different tools and trainings is terrific. When you and Lance Tamashiro, who we had as our guest before, when the two of you do a webinar, it's just really kind of a magical experience because the camaraderie and back and forth between the two of you and the way that you both take care of your customers and make sure that everybody has a great experience is really what relationship marketing is all about. So for our listeners, Robert has just created, he's a master of doing webinars that teach and also that convert, which I think is pretty cool, having them do both of those things, teach people something and yet still generate sales. Sometimes it's either you're too salesy or too teachy and not enough. You have a really good blend of that going. And it's also really, Robert's very good at making these fabulous tools that do make things easier and presenting things in a way that the person who is going to use the tool can understand it. One of your areas of genius is getting millions of blog comments on the things that you post, and of course at putting together membership sites that absolutely rock. And that really helps to turn a website into a source of revenue. And the way that you teach people to start off with something really easy and get more complex over time as needs arise is just terrific. And you know, you show people how to set up a membership site in 4 minutes. You show people how to make things as easy as possible and cut to the chase with income. So, Robert, we're just very excited to welcome you, and we'll be talking about some of your tools, Membership Cube and Backup Creator and WP Drip and all of those things while we talk to you about building your business through the power of relationships. So a great big welcome to you.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. Woo-ha.
So, I mean, you listed a lot of cool things, and the way that I look at a lot of it is, well, I'm not a real, you know, relationship-y, like, social kind of person. You know, I know that you have, you know, a lot of, like, you know, internet marketers, and then I'm also a computer programmer, so I'm kind of, like, double impaired, I guess,
right.
It's like, socially. And I don't know, just, for the longest time, it was like, well, not, I mean, being, you know, confined in your own little box, not really getting out there, you're not going to make that much money. So I kind of got to the point where I kind of almost just like had enough and had to have some kind of personality when I was, you know, sending out emails, when I was doing webinars, when I was, you know, even doing software training. It's kind of like I tried it the other way. I tried being, you know, real careful and real not putting any of myself into it, but I didn't make as much money as if I was just, you know, myself, if that makes sense.
And I bet it's more fun and easier to be yourself than it is to try to be all stiff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I can just tell, you know, with the two of you, with your back-and-forth banter, I mean, same kind of thing. It's like why be careful when you just say what it is you're thinking, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen you in person at events. You would never guess that you were the kind of person that wasn't really open and out there in a talkative way. You seem very natural and in your element when you're out there networking.
Oh, I'm glad it comes off that way.
Yeah, it really does. I suspect you're pretty introverted. You're actually like myself. I don't absolutely love crowds, but yet you find a way to be comfortable in those situations, and that's what I suspect is true for you.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do it.
Yeah,
makes such a big difference.
It really does.
So how did you get started in this whole world of marketing on the Internet?
Well, what got me started was... I was in high school, and I knew that I was going to become a computer programmer, knew I was going to go to college for all that stuff, and I was just kind of, you know, messing around. But I didn't know, you know, how I was going to pay for college. I didn't know if my parents were going to help with that at all. I didn't know if I was going to have to get some kind of a job. And another problem was that a normal programmer usually only makes, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year for a really long time, and then you can make more if you kind of get more into, like, the business side of stuff, but I wasn't really interested in that. I wanted to be a programmer, but I didn't want to be stuck making only $40,000 a year. So what I started doing was I started freelancing. I started making websites, coding up websites for people, and then that turned into I started networking, started joint venturing with people and making products with them. Then that led to kind of teaching people how to program. And then that led to kind of doing the webinars, that led to doing the bigger membership sites and all that good stuff.
Wow. So did you ever go to college?
Oh, yeah. Went to college, graduated, all that stuff. And actually, even after college, I had a day job for about 3 years. And it was kind of funny because, well, I mean, you know, I wanted to have something on my resume. I wanted to, you know, I was young at the time. I guess I still am somewhat young, but I didn't want to just, you know, throw everything away and go, you know, 100% full-time in marketing right away. So I was doing internet marketing through college, did internet marketing after college, and for 3 years I had a day job where I made about $36,000 a year, which was really funny because the final month that I quit March 2009, and that last month that I quit, I made $32,000 online in that 1 month. So it's funny how my online income for 1 month was almost equal to a whole year's worth of income from my day job, but, you know, baby steps, had to get started somewhere.
Wow. That's a really good story.
Well, yeah, and it was funny, too, because, I mean, at the time, during that time, I bought my house. During that time, I bought a car in cash. And so I bought, like, a red Ford Mustang, and they saw my car, and they were kind of, like, making comments, like, oh, what are the car payments on that? And I didn't really tell them that it was all the way paid off. So it was kind of like my little secret that I was making all this other money, you know, on the side.
Oh, that's too funny. And if you're anything like Rhonda and I, you would never go back to that kind of a life, would you?
No. And, I mean, it was good to kind of have you know, get the experience. And it wasn't a real stressful job. And I, you know, learned a lot. But it's good to kind of see what your life might have turned out to be if you didn't discover internet marketing. It's good just to keep yourself motivated because, yeah, I'll never go back either.
Exactly. I mean, I'm an attorney by trade. Back in the 90s, I was a practicing lawyer. I was doing litigation. I was in the courtroom every day. You couldn't pay me enough money to go back to that.
Right.
It's not even something I would even consider.
Right. I have no trouble believing that. But, you know, and there are some people like my mom's husband who the thought of being somewhere that didn't give him insurance would leave him in cold sweats. So it just really depends on the kind of person that you are. He would probably never be that entrepreneurial, freedom-loving type of person that the three of us are because he's just wired very differently. And so I guess it just depends who you are. But really, I would never go back either. I consider myself unemployable because I'm just too used to having it my own way.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
That's okay. I'm not looking for a job, so it's just fine.
So let's talk about membership sites for a minute. Membership sites are really all about relationships and relationship marketing. That's why they work so well. How do relationships work with regard to membership sites?
Well, I mean, the first thing about membership sites that I think, just to kind of clear it up for anyone listening, is that I always hear this all the time, that people think about a membership site as a site where you have to pay some kind of a monthly fee to stay in. Like, if it's not a monthly recurring kind of payment, it's not a membership site. And I have several membership sites. Lance has several membership sites. We have some sites together where it just takes one payment to get in. And so someone might just pay one single amount of money, and now they can go and log into our website and get access to whatever kind of content we have. Sometimes they pay the one amount of money and they get all the videos and all the stuff we have all at once. Sometimes they pay one amount of money and they get the information dripped out, kind of like I think Rhonda alluded to earlier about, you know, there's the WP Drip plugin. And so a big part of that, when we have like a membership site, have a training course, is we really want people to be able to take action on what they learn from us. Because if we just teach them one thing and they kind of take notes, or they kind of think, yeah, that's cool, and they don't really get anything tangible out of that, then they're not going to buy the next product. Or if we are charging on a payment plan or something, they're not going to continue with the payments if they can't clearly see what they're getting for their money. So we have these things in there in membership sites that are really easy, called challenges. And, you know, some people call these things homework or call them assignments, but I think that the word challenges is a lot more fun. And so what we'll do is we'll just have a real simple assignment in the membership site after teaching something. So, for example, if we were running a membership site on how to record and put videos online, we might have taught a whole bunch of different things. And we might say, well, we taught all these things, but we want you to take action on one simple thing. And so your challenge for today is to record a 3-minute video and put it on YouTube. And it's one thing to just say, okay, that's your assignment, but we actually want our members to actually do it and to, you know, check up on them. And so we ran a membership site called Membership Cube a few years ago, and we had 89% of all of the people who took the course set up on average of 3 membership sites. So we get them to take action. So what we do is we have several blog posts in this members area, and we'll have one blog post is a video of what we're training them on, and then another blog post that says, okay, now here's the, like we said, the putting your video online challenge. And we'll ask them 4 questions, because it's really hard just to like type in a response, but if you ask 4 questions, well, 4 questions kind of have to be answered. So we'll say, we'll ask 4 real simple questions, real easy questions for people, and then now that they've answered those questions, it's really easy to complete the challenge. So we might say, your challenge today is to put a 3-minute video online. So the first thing we're going to ask you is, what is going to be the title of your video? What's going to be the topic of your video? What will be like the YouTube account name you're going to put this under? And then finally, what time and date will that be done by? So we'll ask them 4 questions, and usually, you know, 1 or 2 will be the real simple ones, like what's the title going to be? And the final one will be, what time and date will this be done by? And so what we'll do is we'll have run a class like this and have like either a video or a live webinar, and at the end of this, we'll literally say in the video, go here, we'll open up the actual blog post and show them how to respond to these 4 questions. And we don't ask them to actually do the task right now. We're just saying, can you just commit to answering these 4 questions? And because the final question is, what time and date will this video be online? Well, now they kind of have to do it, you know, within that period of time. And it's really cool because it's a membership site, because there's other people in that area, they all see everyone else posting. So there's even more support, I guess you could say. There's even more social proof, because someone might be thinking about, well, you know, maybe I'll get to posting a video online someday, but now they see there's 10, 20, 30 people in the last few minutes who just filled in these 4 questions. They didn't actually put the video online yet. They all just promised to do it. They say, well, now maybe I'll jump in too, and now that I've kind of promised I'll do it out in front of everyone, now I have to do it as well. So that's probably the biggest way that we use membership sites to build those relationships, by having people actually complete the challenges that we tell them to do.
So it's kind of like the membership site is their accountability partner, making it that much more likely that they will actually follow through with whatever they've committed to doing.
Exactly. Right. And I've even tried things afterwards. So maybe like after a week, then I'll look back one final thing is, we'll tell them, we'll say, now that everyone's filled in the challenge, we'll say what they're going to do. We'll say, once you've actually completed that, once you say put your video online, come back to this blog post and post "I am done" underneath, you know, where you commented. So now we have, once everyone gets their videos online, you see all these people say, well, cool, Gina says I am done, Rhonda says I am done, and then the next week, sometimes we'll even make a list of everyone who said that they're done, and then we'll say, okay, well, here's the winners from last week. Here's everyone who actually put a video online. So, yeah, they all have their accountability that way.
Wow. And, you know, online at least, back in the old days, I've been online since 1996. So I've been around for a long time. When people were just selling ebooks in PDF format, it was unusual for more than 10% of the people that paid for that ebook to actually open that ebook and read it or do anything with it. Hear the kinds of numbers you guys get in getting people to actually do what you're telling them to do, it would have been unheard of back then. And it's really because of the power that comes from having that community through a membership site. It really does cause more people to actually consume and use what you're offering. That's just awesome.
Yep, I agree.
Now, what determines whether you get them to pay one time or monthly for your membership site? How do you figure that out?
I guess it just comes down to how much stuff is in there. So if what I'm teaching them, if it can be kind of if it can be compressed into a month, then I'm not going to bother splitting things up more than a month. So what, the way I look at it is, I guess, like, one module is an hour or two, and I'm not going to expect people to spend more than an hour or two a week in my membership site. So if I have four things, say four modules to share with them, then that is a 30-day program, and I'm just going to charge them just one thing. But on the other hand, if I have something that's more than four modules, like, for example, Membership Cube, where we have, you know, multiple videos, we have different plugins, different pieces of software, that can't really fit into just 1 month. So we do have to spread it out. So then we do have to kind of charge monthly for that. And what we used to do a lot of was we would just charge more money. We'd charge, you know, $500, we'd charge $1,000, and we'd say, well, this course is going to last for several months. But then when we go back and market it to people who couldn't make the class live, then we'll split the payments. It'll be the same amount of money to get to the class on the replay as opposed to live, but now it's split into payments. So we'll run a class and we'll say, we haven't made the course yet, but it's $1,000, and you can join a membership site where there are links to live webinars. And the content has not been created yet, but we'll create the content right in front of you. It'll be interactive. You can ask questions. We'll do the challenges live with you. Well, that'll be, you know, they paid one time to get the webinars over time. But then once those videos are recorded, we put the replays online. If someone new comes in, then we just split up the payments, if that makes sense.
It does. So you get paid to create the products, and then you get paid again when you turn them into an evergreen product. Really great way to do it.
Oh, yeah. And then it's really cool, too, because, I mean, you guys were talking about the back in the dark ages when you had to make an ebook. And, I mean, the traditional way everyone's used to doing things is they have an idea for a product or for a course or membership site, and they don't know if anyone's going to like it. They don't know if anyone's going to buy it. So you kind of have to make it for free. And then you have to make the product first and then get paid. But this is way cooler because, I mean, let's say even that the course bombs and that you only make a couple $1,000 before you made the course. Well, I mean, you're getting paid up front. And then, so you got paid, you know, money before you made the course. And then, like you said, then we, once it's finished, you get paid again because you can remarket it. So that's a way better way of doing things. Because, I mean, I think we've all kind of been there where we said, well, I'm going to have like a huge membership site. I'm going to make 6 months of content, I'm going to make a year of content, and then you spend all this time doing it, and it might even take you a year to make that content, and if you don't get paid while you're doing it, it's not going to be as much fun, and you might not get paid at all.
Well, and not knowing whether or not it's really something people are going to love or not, I mean, holy cow, the difference in the two ways of doing it is so huge just from that perspective. You'll know by the time you get around to selling it as an evergreen product whether or not it's sellable or not. You'll figure that out very quickly, even before you create the product. So never again will you have to actually go through the process, spend all this time to create it, and not have a way to get people to buy it. That's awesome.
And, I mean, my problem usually with membership sites and with stuff like this is we might have a course really loosely kind of plotted out, and it'll be way more advanced than people actually want, because we'll kind of have like a low self-esteem kind of issue where we think, well, if we just teach like the basics of video marketing, well, who's going to want that? We want to have the crazy advanced stuff, and then when we actually, you know, get that feedback or get the live interaction, we think, whoa, like, we can keep it simple, and people still are willing to pay for it, and people will still get, and they'll probably get even more out of it if we keep it simple than if we get into the crazy stuff.
And actually, when you keep it simple, you usually get a lot better sales, not worse sales, just because you kept it simple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I find that same thing. I mean, my system that I teach is so huge, so complex. I mean, it really works, but oh my goodness, the effort that it takes to actually do the implementation. Every one of my students will tell you it can be very, very, very overwhelming. So it took me 7 or 8 times of going through and teaching this stuff before I could actually get it to a level where it was easy enough for people to actually use. initially it was just too hard and too much. I actually taught people that they had no choice but to write 4 blog posts a day. Can you imagine getting people to write 4 blog posts a day?
Getting them to just write one a year is tough.
There you go. Good point. Yep. Now, where does the community aspect come in with membership sites? If you're not going to have them on live calls, you're going to record the calls and put that up in a membership area. Is there a sense of community there? How does that work?
Yeah. So with the membership site, I mean, I'm sure you have too. I've seen membership sites where there's a message board, a discussion forum in there, and I've tried it a couple times, and it hasn't really worked out that well. What has worked out well for me is by turning on blog comments in a membership site. So every post, every video I have in a membership site, someone can leave a comment on. And what we'll do is for the very first video, very first blog post in that membership site, we'll have usually a welcome video, some kind of message for them saying, well, tell us who you are, where's your website, and what do you want to get out of this course? And, you know, some people will respond to that, some people won't. But I guess the whole time, during the whole course, we're trying to get people to just comment just one time. Because usually if someone comments one time, they'll comment again and again. So, I mean, just to have, first of all, that welcome message to get them to leave that first comment will help. And then we talked about the challenges earlier, and just having them do that will help. And then also, every time that we make a blog post, I'll email usually about twice to that, just to get people to watch it, and if they have any kind of issue, get them to leave a comment. And so, I mean, that seems pretty obvious when you're doing a live class, because you want everyone who, you know, missed the live webinar to see it. But I can't tell you how many sites I've been in where I join the site and I don't get any kind of updates, any kind of emails, even though the site itself might be updated. I have nothing bringing me back to the site. So really important.
Yeah, I've seen that same thing.
Yeah, and it's really easy to do. I mean, it's like just have a follow-up sequence. Just have it where when someone joins your membership site, add them to an autoresponder list, and then if you have a certain piece of content coming out on day 10, then have an autoresponder message that's scheduled for day 10 of the sequence, and maybe another one on day 12, day 13, just to say, hey, did you miss this video? Did you see this video? Go ahead and comment just in case you weren't able to watch the whole thing. And then what also we'll do is there's a free plugin called Subscribe to Comments for WordPress, and what that will do is when someone leaves a blog comment on one of your posts in your membership site, then they will receive an email when anyone else comments under that post after them. So, for example, all the three of us might be in a site together, and I might leave a blog comment under a post. And let's say then Gina, you go and leave a comment after me, then I'll get an email saying, well, Gina just also left a blog comment under this post. And then, Rhonda, you might leave a comment underneath both of us, and then I'll get an email, then Gina will get an email, and then all of us will go back to that site. And it's really cool, especially with a site like Membership Cube, because we have some blog posts that have over 500 comments. And we have people who have been in that site for, I think, almost like 2.5 years now. And so people who haven't even, you know, haven't really done much in a couple of years. And maybe, you know, they completed the course, but now, you know, one person leaves a comment and now hundreds of people automatically get a email saying, come back to this site, look what people have done.
Right, which is very cool. There's another thing I really love about the way that you teach people to do membership sites, Robert, and because something that I see, and I've seen a lot of Gina students doing membership sites, and here's what usually happens. They make the free membership first, and they put together a whatever part series of whatever they're going to do, and they do this. And then they stop, and then they never quite get the paid level done, for any kind of paid level, not even just a one-off type of thing. And the way that you teach it, I really love, because you say to do a full level, a full, you know, type of a paid level, and then take a little piece out of that and make that the free level, so that you're actually starting with revenue instead of starting with the freebie.
Yeah, and I mean, I think there's a few reasons why that works better. And for me, I just know that I mean, I know my limitations. I know that if I spend all this time and energy making all this free content first, making this free level first, I'm going to get tired. And I'm not going to be excited to make the paid stuff, especially if it takes me a couple weeks to get there. And the other thing, too, is that, well, if you make the free content first, you're not really going to be sure how it's all going to fit together with the paid stuff. Because, like we said, the course changes. You might, you know, decide to redo things. So it just makes a lot more sense to me just to keep it as simple as possible and even, you know, kind of hope for the best, plan for the worst, and know that I might not finish. So how about I just go ahead and make my two-hour video right now, or make my, you know, make just something that someone will pay $10, $100 for right now, and then pull out the piece, because that way I didn't really have to do any extra work, and it all fits together nicely.
The other comment that I hear from my students often is, well, memberships are fine for you. You're in the internet marketing niche, but I'm in the martial arts niche, or I'm in some other kind of niche, the dog training niche. People wouldn't want a membership site from me. How do you respond to them?
Well, my usual response to that is do a Google search. And more often than not, you'll find a membership site, if not several, in any of those niches. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned stuff like the martial arts niche, because I have a few students in that, and they have membership sites. And, I mean, for that niche in particular, like, they go more for, like a physical kind of product. They go more for stuff like DVDs. And so, you know, you might have a niche like that that might not be as affluent as internet marketers. They might not be used to, you know, paying for just an online membership. But it can still work out, because what you can do is, let's say you have like a DVD course. Well, how about you put the videos online, and now when they pay you, they are buying not just the physical DVDs, but also instant access to your membership site with the same videos. So it's like they'll get those DVD products in the mail, so they have a permanent copy, but also they don't have to wait. They can get the content, you know, right away up front. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you can search any niche pretty much in, you know, on YouTube, do a Google search, and especially if that niche has, you know, all kinds of like ads on the side, then that's something where someone is willing to pay you money for.
Well, and that's a really big deal for people to keep in mind. Your whole goal in building your business in the first place, it's really about getting the highest lifetime value per customer. That's your whole goal. You don't want people who come and spend money with you once and then you never talk to them again. If you can bring people in, get them to not just buy something once, but to continue to spend money over and over and over again, it massively improves the lifetime value of each customer. Even if you're selling a physical product, if you get them to get it both in a membership site and in the physical product, they are going to see more of what you've got, build stronger relationships with you, and they will absolutely continue to buy over and over again, when just having a physical product would not have accomplished the same thing.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny just how many of these weird niches that their membership sites. I mean, like, there's that that company Threadless. They make T-shirts, and they have a membership site. A few months ago, I bought some kind of like shake protein powder stuff in the mail, and then they gave me access to a membership site where you can, you know, chart your weight, chart your exercise, all kinds of stuff just from ordering, you know, like some powder stuff in the mail. So it's like most niches nowadays, they have a membership site, and it might not, kind of like we were saying in the beginning, it might not be necessarily a monthly recurring membership site, but most of them have some kind of community or some kind of place for you to log in, or even better, some kind of a tool where you have a real reason to keep logging and checking in every week, every month.
Well, here's a great example. I have a New Wave oven, and I absolutely love my New Wave oven. I've probably helped them sell 10 of them, and there's no affiliate program, unfortunately. But anyway, one of the things that comes along with that is they do have a membership site where you can log in and get demo videos and different recipes, and people will put in recipes, and their chefs will put in recipes, and, you know, of course, they use all the tools that they want you to buy and all the rest of it, so they have built in other ways to make money from you, but it still is a free membership. It's a one-time recurring. You put in your serial number, but you've already bought a product, so you're still a buyer, even though the membership is a free bonus that's part of the purchase. So that's just another example, and that's a kitchen appliance.
That's cool.
That's brilliant, actually. Really, really brilliant. How much more likely would you be to buy another product for them the next time you needed an appliance, Rhonda?
Oh, well, I love that one so much that I do keep up with what are the new things and whether I want them or not. And, you know, if I needed to replace it, it's such a handy tool. I wouldn't be without one. So if mine were to break, I would absolutely replace it. I could say I've recommended it to several people because it's just so darn useful. And they do a brilliant job of the marketing because of having all these different ways to keep getting recipes and ideas and all of that as well while you're using the product.
That's really cool. Really cool. Mm-hmm. What are some of the unique membership sites that you've had experience with, Robert?
Unique membership sites? Well, I think that the most unique kind of membership sites are ones where people, like, they had like their own training course, but they also had some of their own, I guess results or their own work into it. And so the first kind of sites like these I came across was we have this real estate student, a student of ours who actually did real estate, taught real estate. So we took our membership training to create real estate courses. And he was like a house flipper. He'd figure out, well, here's my system of finding a crappy house, and I'll buy it. And his whole thing was he didn't do any repairs on the house at all, but just the way that he selected a house, the way that he listed a house, he could have a real piece of crap house and sell it for like double what he bought it. And so he had a whole website that was just basically his swipe file. That was just basically, well, here's the exact signs I use, the exact for sale signs. Here's the exact newspaper ad I use. Here's the exact brochures I use for the house. Here's the flyers I use, all that kind of stuff. And so the whole site was just, I mean, it was just kind of like his notes almost. It's just his tools, and he gave them to people to use. So Lance and I kind of thought, well, how can we use that for ourselves? And so we've done things like, for example, we have a webinar course called Webinar Crusher, and what we've done is we recorded every single webinar we've done. And so now in this course we teach webinars, but also every time we run a webinar, then we'll post the recording. And now I think we have like something like almost 100 different all free pitch webinars. And so, you know, we teach things in this course like, well, here's these certain phrases to use. Here's these PowerPoint templates to use. And so we're just pretty much like, well, here's what we do. Here's how you can duplicate us. So I think those are kind of a really cool way of having a membership site is just not just to have just the training part of it, but also, I guess, like the reference guide, but also the things that you actually use your swipe file.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really awesome. And so they get
that
to use any of the things that you put in and turn it into their own stuff.
Oh, yeah, and we give them the, you know, like the full-on video. We give them the exact PowerPoint slide with all the stuff in it, and we even say, well, here's the just the template, so they can just use, if they want to use just the design itself, if they want to use the words in their own design, they can. And I mean, and you can use this, you know, this technique in pretty much almost any niche. Like I have even a copywriting course, and it teaches things like, you know, here's how to write a good headline, here's how to put together a good sales letter. And then any time that I'll write a sales letter, well, I'm going to be doing the work anyway, so I might as well record it. So now when I make a sales letter, I'll just get out my Camtasia recorder, and I'll limit it to about an hour, and I'll say, well, here's me writing a sales letter, and here's me, you know, thinking about, well, I could do this, I could do that. Here's me rearranging stuff, and I'll actually, you know, make a sales letter right in front of them in about an hour, and then post the recording. And it's just one of those things where every time I'm going to be doing the work anyway, so I'm going to be recording it, I'm going to be putting it online, and kind of going back to what you guys were saying, where it kind of takes several tries to kind of get your system down, to get it simplified enough. So it really helps so much to not, you know, not just to actually do the thing you're going to do, but get used to being, I guess, in that teaching style and also to have that time limit to say, well, I'm just going to record this one video for an hour. Well, now it'll be done in an hour, and I kind of have simplified it so that, you know, it has to fit inside an hour as well.
Oh, that's just awesome. So, again, you're getting paid to do your work, essentially.
Yep.
Right.
Double dipping.
Getting paid twice.
What I call leverage. Everything in your business should be using leverage. And leverage simply means working smarter and not harder. Doing things in a way that can get you paid over and over again is an example of leverage. Take one action and use it to get paid 20 ways if you can.
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
Sounds good to me,
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. I love that. You're going to get paid to do the work, and then you're recording the webinar of yourself doing the work, which is inside of a paid membership site. That is just a beautiful piece of leverage, and it can be done audio, video, whichever way, you know, it's best for the particular person's niche. But I just love how elegant and simple that is, and it just makes the most of your time and energy.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, and it kind of works out kind of funny because, I mean, if you think about, well, when we come out with a new product or when we relaunch or launch a new product, what are we going to do? We're going to have a pitch webinar. So, first of all, we'll have that live event that we're running, and then we'll make sales that way. And then we'll record that, and we'll have a replay so that we can put that online, and we have a place to send affiliates to. We have a place to – we'll put it in our follow-up sequence so people can get back to that later. And then I'll also take that recording and I'll put it inside a webinar cluster because, you know, people can get access to all of our previous pitch webinars that way. And then what I've also been doing lately is that many times we'll have a pitch webinar that had like just came out really well, and I'll say, well, I want to get this turned into a report and put it on Amazon Kindle. And then so I'll take the audio of that and then get it described. And so now I have a report I can put on Kindle. So just from, you know, doing an hour of presenting that I was going to do anyway, we got sales, you know, up front. Then we got repeat sales, and we got repeat sales again. Then we added content to our membership site, and then also I got a book made as well. So just from 1 hour, I got like six different things done.
Love that.
That's really awesome. Maximum leverage.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
And you could also have gone to Kunaki and made a DVD for, you know, a buck and a change or whatever out of it, too, if you needed. So, you know, yet another way that you can do it if you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, we do it all the time. And that's kind of a funny little thing that you might have seen us do is that we'll record a pitch webinar, and then we'll do exactly that. We'll go on Kunaki, and we'll do something, like, silly. Like, we'll say, well, the first 10 people who buy right now today will get a DVD of this exact presentation mailed to their home. And people, and they love it because it's like, well, sure, we were pitching, we were selling on this 1 hour call, but many of you kind of touched on this earlier, is that, well, it's not 100% pitching, we're also teaching on this, so it's also this DVD that people would want to have a copy of either. And it just, I mean, it doesn't take, like we said, it doesn't take any extra work. It's not like you had to go and record a different 1 hour video, and actually this might even have come out better because let's say that you were, you know, you're pitching someone on a course on how to, you know, how to make video, and you say, well, I'm going to give you the DVD of the pitch. Well, if you had gone and made a separate DVD on some other subject, then it might not have been a good fit, or it might have been, it might not have been just something that they weren't even interested in. So, I mean, like we keep saying, why make it complicated? I do any of this extra work, even just something as simple as, you know, presenting something live for an hour, putting it on Kunaki, and then mailing someone a DVD of the thing that they already saw live, they'll still want it. Because, I mean, sometimes, you know, you watch a TV show, you get the DVDs, and then you don't mind, you know, having those extra copies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love that. And I just wanted to tell people real fast to link to Kunaki, KUNAKI.com, KUNAKI, in case you haven't heard of it or can't figure out how to spell it. And they're just really great with being able to do CDs and DVDs, and it's like a buck and 30 cents or something like that for production costs. And then you have that to sell on your website or give away at live events or whatever it is you want to do with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kanaki's awesome. Like, the interface, the look of it, it sucks. It's like the how Craigslist looks like a terrible site.
Oh, yeah.
Kanaki's terrible looking. But, I mean, just to send someone a DVD like that out the door, you know, including the creating of the cover, the disc, the mailing, it's, you know,
everything.
Just for a disc. And, I mean, we've done things like we've taken, you know, like lots of videos from membership sites and have these, like, 20, I think it was like a box of 22 DVDs, and to send it to someone in the U.S. costs $50. Send someone international, I think it was like $80. So $80 to send stuff to, like, you know, Australia, Denmark, for including, like, the box, the shipping, 22 discs, 22 cases. I mean, I don't know how they make it that cheap. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. So one of the other things that's really an example of leverage is when you're getting other people to sell your stuff. And I know this is something else that you and Lance have done really, really well. How do you drive the traffic that generates the sales? Do you do that yourself?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always, like, a big problem is that no one has traffic. It takes time to build that kind of stuff up. So I'll put out stuff like articles, I'll have forum posts, and that all, like, takes a while to build up. But, yeah, the thing that you're mentioning, affiliate program, really helps us to build up a list. And, I mean, we put out this product a few months ago called Backup Creator, and I think it was 1,000 sales in the first 11 hours, 2,000 sales in 24 hours, and 3,000 sales in 11 days, if I can remember that correctly. And so what
Holy
we did was, yeah,
wow.
We had this thing called an affiliate program, which, you know, I'm sure most people have heard of, where you give away like a percentage of a sale. So if you have like a $100 product, give away 50% commission, you get $50, they get $50. But what we did for this product called Backup Creator was we gave away 100% commission. So that, and the first day that it was out, the price for that was $7. After a day, it was $17. After, I think, a week, it was $27, and we kept increasing the price. And we, the whole time, we gave away all the money for that if someone else made a sale. So if someone sent traffic to a sale, they would instantly get paid. You know, if the price was $27, they'd make all 27 of those dollars. And so it kind of seems kind of like a weird, ridiculous thing to do, but it's pretty cool because, well, first of all, when someone buys something from you, then now they get on your list. And now they get your follow-up sequence. Now, if you have something else to sell them, if you have upsell right away, which we did, then you can keep all the money for that. So it's like we gave away all the money on the front end, but then on the back end, you know, we kept that money. So it kind of it's still in a way having, you know, like a 50% affiliate program sort of, except for the affiliates only got paid for, you know, for one of the sales, not both. And so we built this huge list in a few days, and they were all buyers, so it was they're way better leads than, you know, if they were just someone who filled out an opt-in page. And what's really cool too, the thing that made it kind of blow up as fast as it did was, well, first of all, it was a product that the marketplace wanted, but also we recruited the buyers into affiliates. So what we did was, once someone bought the Backup Creator software, then on the download page it said, well, how would you like to promote this for 100% commission? And so if you had just paid $27 for a WordPress plugin and you made one sale, well, you just paid $27 and then you made one sale of $27, so you've just made one sale, well, now it's free. So it's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool offer to people. And we've got a lot of people to promote our stuff that way. And so we have just by having the affiliate program, we got extra sales. By having it be 100% commission, we got extra sales. And then a big part of that is that we also gave them a lot of tools to use. Like a few weeks ago, I dictated out and got transcribed 40 articles for people, and we gave them all 40 articles and said, well, you can post these to article directories, you can post these to your blog. We had some people, and you know, one guy, all he did was he just created a YouTube video just showing the software, put it on YouTube, and he made like 5 sales just from the traffic from that alone, from people, you know, they made this backup plugin, or they maybe search for the name of it, or just search for, you know, just the term in general, find his video on YouTube, and then he'd make sales that way.
And this is really one of the things that you guys have done really well. So many times my students who are relatively new in building their businesses, they look at the idea of giving away 100% commissions, and they're like, well, but that means I'm not going to make any money. In fact, even though you gave away 100% commissions, you guys probably made hundreds of times more money than if you had tried selling it with 50% commissions and got less people to actually promote.
Oh, yeah. And I don't track this number anymore, but years ago I used to keep track of, well, how many things did the average person buy from me? And at the time, it was something like the average person bought 3.2 products from me. So if I gave 100% commission on the first product, well, that's fine because they're going to buy two more things, and I'm going to get paid 100% of those. And, I mean, I even remember when – and you guys probably remember too, when it was a big deal to offer, say, 60% commissions because for the longest time –
I do remember that.
Yeah, because everyone was just talking about 50%, and then what happened was, well, there were all the software came out that would go and find – products to promote for affiliates to use, and so all the software would, you know, would rank it by the percentage of the payout, and people started offering, say, 51%, so that when people would be looking for programs, they'd stand out because everyone else gave 50%, they gave 51%, and then even when it turned into like 60%, 65%, there was the same kind of argument. People were saying, "Well, how am I supposed to make any money if I'm giving away a whole 65%?" And it's like, well, those are sales you would not have made if it wasn't for that affiliate. So any amount of extra money is worth it. And, oh, yeah, you get that buying lead as well. So even if you make $0 up front, then, I mean, it's totally worth it to get that buyer on your list, someone who, like, owns a credit card, knows how to use it online, is in this certain niche, and also trusts you personally enough to give you those credit card details as well.
Yeah. And while paying 100% commissions like that became the thing to do through the internet marketing niche, in niches outside of internet marketing, it's even more powerful than inside internet marketing.
Right. Yep.
People outside of the internet marketing niche are used to making 25% commissions, 30% commissions. You offer them 100% commissions, they will stop promoting their own products to promote yours. I mean, it's that big of a deal outside of the internet marketing space.
And a lot of them are used to promoting just Amazon, and they're used to getting paid 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And you're right. They really are sales that you wouldn't have had without them. It really does mean that you've got to have a product line and not a product so that it's generating a lead that you can sell other things to. But I think one of the big deals about having a membership site, especially one that's on the low end of your funnel, is that the relationships that you're building with buyers through a membership site will really help you to get many, many more sales than you would have gotten just selling a simple ebook or something that's not delivered through a membership site. So if you can get affiliates to promote the membership site so that you now have buyers who are now building relationships with you and just have a few more things for them to buy through the membership site, you really will make so much more money than you ever could on your own.
Right, and I mean, it's just have links to your other products. If you don't have other products, then find affiliate links to related stuff. So it's like if you're teaching someone, you know, how to get a website online, even just a regular website, well, then find an affiliate link to a web host, find an affiliate link to get a domain name. And it's just funny. I mean, I personally went for years without realizing you could do that, without realizing, oh, yeah, if I'm teaching stuff on this subject, why not just get some affiliate links to other stuff and put it on the download page, put it in the membership site, and if they buy a membership site and they don't click those other links, well, that's fine. I've still gotten paid. If one person clicks on that link, then I've made that much more money.
I talked to a guy yesterday, absolutely brilliant what he's done. He got started in the get out of debt niche. He was basically helping people be able to pay their bills a little bit differently so that it could help them to get out of debt. He was charging $45.95 a month, paying up to 20 bills for people. Well, he did that in a way that tied a membership site to it. So now they can log in, see what bills got paid, things like that. He was telling me that while he does fairly well with what he's offering, he actually makes almost twice what he makes from the memberships, because as he started doing this, he realized that he could then go out and negotiate with companies like insurance agencies to get lower rates for his customers, with cable companies to get lower rates for them, etc. So instead of just helping them pay their bills a little more creatively to get out of debt, he also can now help them save money. And when he brings them into a new insurance company, a new cable company, a new cellular company, etc., he gets kickbacks from it. The kickbacks that he gets are really affiliate commissions. And that makes him twice what he makes on the service that he usually just sells. Brilliant, if you think about it. That's a niche that who would think to do that in, right? And so now, instead of just helping people get out of debt, he really has a bill-paying service that if he can get customers who aren't just people in debt, but people who really make a lot of money just want the convenience of a bill-paying service, they'll buy all these extra offers that he has. And that's really where the majority of his money will come from, is all that stuff on the back end.
And that's super cool, because, I mean, it's always a real tough sale to get someone to pay a monthly fee, and especially to get someone to pay a monthly fee forever. And I mean, especially if you're doing just training, if you're just teaching them something, because then you're thinking, well, I don't know, it just kind of comes off as, well, you have to pay me monthly forever and ever. So does that really mean, am I just inventing new things for you to learn, or am I going too slow? But just by doing that, by bundling something that they were going to pay for anyway, or by bundling like the last thing that they'd stopped ever doing, is awesome. And I mean, Lance and I have done that with we have a webinar crusher course, and we would teach people how to run webinars. And what we did was we went to go to a webinar, and we said, well, if we paid you for if we sent you this number of affiliate sales, we would have been paid back this amount. So can we get this number of GoToWebinar accounts for this price? And then we had to guarantee we could have a certain number of accounts, guarantee a certain price. And so now we bundle that as part of our course. And because we get I'm not going to say what price we get it at, because we get it a little bit cheaper, then we can offer our course for the same price as GoToWebinar. So that people
Brilliant, Robert.
So
brilliant.
Yeah, so they would have bought GoToWebinar anyway. And some people even have it, and we say, well, can you just cancel your account with them, sign back up with us, and then now you get the same thing, but now you get our training for free. And we did that too with Membership Cube. We could have said, well, here's a link to go buy Wishlist member separately, but then same kind of deal. We talked to them and said, well, how can we work out a deal? We had to guarantee once again a certain number of sales to them, and then we bought them all ahead of time, and then we said, well, now when you join our course, you get the software as well for free. And because that course is a payment plan, it's $47 every 2 weeks. So they would have otherwise had to pay $300 up front to get the software, without our training, without our community, without our membership site. And now we say, well, we'll look at the differences. You could pay $300 up front, or tonight get started right now, $47, and get Wishlist member, get WP Drip, get the membership site, get the first few videos, and then pay as you go. And then at some point, it's fully paid off. But I mean, it's just a way better offer, I think.
Well, people don't think about doing those kinds of things often enough. That's really, really brilliant. So, Rhonda, we're almost out of time here. Let's give them link to get over to Robert's stuff.
Well, I want you to be sure to go over and grab Membership Cube. It's great because you're really walked by the hand step by step. You'll get that at profitablestorytelling.com/cube, C-U-B-E, for Membership Cube. You'll get wish lists. You will get all of those things as a part of the membership. And also his other plugins, WP Drip, profitablestorytelling.com/drip. That's part of the Membership Cube membership, and that one is great because you can then drip content out within the membership site, so it looks fresh to them even if you put it in a year ago. So that's a really brilliant way to take care of things.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here, Robert. I really appreciated it. We will be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101. Go check out Membership Cube, guys. Good deal. Thanks again,
Good
Robert.
Stuff. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate you. Bye-bye now.
Bye, everybody. Bye.